Идем по Мишне.
Бехавод.
Парашат Ноах. The chapter about Noah, about the flood.
So many of our old friends I don't see anymore. We used to come years ago. I remember when we were crossed away when it was this morning. I don't see them anymore.
They're coming.
Yeah,
right.
It took us some time.
Like
your battle
of sorts.
Yeah.
We're still taking upon the sukkah.
Last week, Pasha. And
missing Rabbi Yederer is like missing a part in life that you should know about. That's why I come here. I'm always willing to learn, no matter how old.
Let's speak parasha. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking to himself. And he was saying, since people do not behave, I'm going to destroy the people and the animals as well. The Rebbe Gemara explained to us the animals did not behave either. They learned to do bad things from the man. And the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, he loves Noah. It sounds like he's going to save Noah. This was the end of the chapter last week. This week, this chapter starts. El Toldot Noach. This is about Noach. Noach is Tzadik Tamim Avdorotav. Noach was a holy man. And he had three children. Repetition. And Hashem speaks to Noach, God speaks to Noach. It tells him those words. Ketz Kol Basar Balef Anai. That's the end of human being. Ki Mala Aretz Hamas Mipneim. Everybody is stealing. I'm going to kill them together with earth. So it's a little bit different than last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, Hashem only said that he's going to kill the people. This week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says everybody is stealing. And he wants to destroy earth as well. Not only wants to destroy earth as well, sounds like he's going to kill the people together with earth. And that's what really happened. Because when the flood and Mabul came, the universe was destroyed. 1 foot of the surface of the universe was shaved off the universe. And here comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, and he tells Noah, I love you very much. He said, go make yourself an ark. Noah's ark. You go inside with your family, with all the animals, bring yourself food, but doesn't say how much food. How long does he have to be in the ark in the Teva? Doesn't say. The Torah tells you, the Noah goes inside, HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the ark, and here the Mabul, the flood started. Noah was so-called God's favorite, if we may say, Hashem's favorite. He loves him, Hashem loves him. Mara said Noah was very humble, very holy and humble. So, we don't need to give it advice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very, very strange to go lock somebody in a box. Eventually, he'll be in a box for 1 year, 365 days, running around day and night to feed the animals, the creatures. And this is the man Hashem loves so much. Hashem could have taken him and put him on Harvest Mountain, on a very high mountain, with the animals, let him stay there until the flood is over. It says, let him be on earth. No, he's going to be in a boat, in a sheep, according to some chachamim, no windows, just a little stone that gave light over there. And there's nothing else. And 365 days, he doesn't know where he's going. There's no captain, no sailors. He says, the water, take the sheep. He can bang into a mountain. He can crash into something. He doesn't know where is he going. Didn't know what's going on with him. He says that if Hashem loves him so much, Hashem doesn't need any advice from us, of course. But the question is, what's behind it that he couldn't stay on surface? Hashem had to put him in a boat. Comes the Torah and tells us that the way that the whole thing started, it first started to rain for 40 days and 40 nights from Shamayim. Rain, and then all the springs from downstairs coming up also. So from upstairs and downstairs, the whole thing is water, coming water. Not only water, says the Gemara, some hot springs came up and they made the water boiling. And the whole ocean was boiling. And the Torah tells you how much water. It says 30 feet over the highest mountains. And here's the ark is sailing, being pushed by the water. And Noach is inside. Noach is inside. This is the Torah after 150 days. But all of a sudden the water getting lower. And Noach feels it. And all of a sudden the ark landed. Landed next to Turkey someplace. Mountain of Ararat. And Noach opened up the window. This is in the text. Opens up the window. He wants to send the crow outside to see what is going on with the water. The water got lighter, whatever it means. The Torah says the crow doesn't want to go. So Noach opened the window and send a pigeon out. Male pigeon goes outside and first he goes for a little bit and he goes again. Finally, he came back one time with a leaf of an olive tree. And then he stayed, and after Noah sent him again, and then he never came back. The question is, why, first of all, the Torah has to tell us the story? And secondly, what does it make to you? Why did you send the pigeon out? What do you want to know? Anyway, the Gemara said he will not come outside unless God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will tell him to go outside. The Gemara says Noah was a very kind and polite person. And Noah said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to go inside. Actually, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked the door on Noah. And Noah went inside because people tried to get inside and grab him and take him outside and kill him. And he's got Hashem by a door. He says, God, close the door on him. He closed it on him. He said, I'm not going to come out unless God will tell me to come out. So what is the purpose that you open a window and you try to send the crow and then you send the pigeon? For what? What are you getting again? Finally, the Torah says, after a few months, Noach realized that the pigeon didn't come back. So he opened up the roof of the ark, of the Teva. He says he picked up the roof, he looked outside, he says, look, dry land. Still, he doesn't go outside. Then later, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes over to him, and Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, okay, Noach, now you can come outside. And he came outside. The question is, why did he send the pigeon? Why did he open up the roof? For what? Why did Torah tell you this? Anyway, he cannot come outside. Okay, finally he comes outside. He goes to Yerushalayim. He builds an altar over there. And he sacrifices to HaKadosh Baruch Hu some sacrifices. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy that he sacrificed to him. He told him, listen, Noach, I want to tell you something. Because you sacrificed to me, you came out of the ark. I'm going to make a promise to generations to come. No more flood. And I'm going to make a sign. Give me no more flood. A rainbow. As you see the rainbow, every time it's going to be cloudy outside, you get some sun. I said, you can see a rainbow. He said, what is that rainbow? I said, this is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called to show the validity of the promise, that he promised there can be no more flood. So, can be a little tsunami, can be a little sandy, but cannot be a whole destruction of a flood. And the question is, what does it mean exactly? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to promise? Why he chose to make a rainbow? Why a rainbow? Why a rainbow? And then comes the Gemara and says, how about an earthquake? Let's say, God forbid, Hashem is going to be upset. So, it was upset then, it brought a flood. Now he said, he promised so-called no more flood. Or how about an earthquake? So Gemara says, the earthquake? Yeah. God can make an earthquake. All of a sudden you see, earth will split and finish. Happened before. World before. Earth split. Yes, okay. How about fire? Let's say from a lightning. There will be fire. And the whole world, God forbid, can burn. Could be? Yeah. God didn't say no. Hashem only said, no more flood. How about other kind of disasters that can happen? He never said no. So that promise is really nothing. God said, no flood. Okay, God, how about earthquake? No, earthquake I can make for you. So, if you make me earthquake, what does it make? What is the tragedy? Is the tragedy is flood or earthquake? If Hashem, God would say, no, I promise I will not destroy the world in any way, okay, it says some validity. Okay, I understand it. But he didn't say that. He says only, no more flood. Says the Gemara, how about fire? What happens is the Gemara says, look, Zom Ba'amora. In 2 weeks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought fire from Shamayim, burn Zom Ba'amora. In Egypt, fire came down. I says, there. I never said no fire. I only said no flood. He says, so what good is no flood, but fire, yes? No flood, but earthquake, yes? Okay. Can be the whole world. Could be. Happened to be in Sodom and Gomorrah. But could be. Could be, Hashem said, only if no flood, but could be fire, could be earthquake, could be any other disaster. We need to understand what is really the secret of this chapter that we're going to read this Shabbat. So what do you read for? What's this history about Noah, about the flood? Let's see, Parasha. We read about God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who told Adam HaRishon Adam to not eat from the tree. After he ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at him and told him a statement. You should know, you are sand and you're going to end up in the sand. Ki afarata velafar tashuv. This is really for generations, generations. Valinu Alechem, somebody passed away. They bury him. I says, why you bury the guy? Of course, you know, they say, you know, there's a monument, you know, cemetery, people want to come visit him. He says, no. Behind it is a statement in the Torah. Hashem told our great grandfather, listen, you're going to die. But Hashem did not tell him you're going to die. Hashem told him, Ki afarata velafar tashuv. You are soil, and you're going to end up back in the soil. But it has to be, what has to do with anything? Hashem wants to kill him, throw him into the ocean, burn him, put him in a bottle. No. So it's a special thing. You have to bury the person in the sand. In the sand. So comes the Zohar. And Ari, they say you should know the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu described in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took sand and mixed some water with the sand and made a form. And that form was mankind, Adam HaRishon. The person really was made with four kind of materials. The main thing is soil, sand, and then there's water, and there's a little fire, and a little wind. Eventually, the children, the grandchildren, and the children, just made it in a way that people are different. This is why people face another same. No one is exactly identical to another person. Identical. This is what's the secret behind it. Also the habits of people. Some people have a short temper. Some people are very kind. They're very polite. Some people have no patience. This is what makes a person different than another person. The ratio in the ingredients. As if somebody has a lot of fire inside him. There's a lot of fire, it means high blood pressure. Nervous. Somebody is very, very kind. There's a lot of water inside. Somebody wants to have a lot of meat. That's to it. He has too much soil inside. Somebody who wants to read books. He wants to have a spiritual life. There's a lot of wind inside. So the ratio of the material, of the ingredients of a person, varies. That's why people are different. This is why the person also looks different. It depends what he has in the system. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells that mankind is someone to explain to you something. You know why really this was happening, that you ate from the tree? Because you are soil. So what do you mean you're soil? It's part of the ingredient, part of the material is soil. It's soil. So what's soil? It means like this, the Torah tells you. The Kadosh Baruch Hu went and he took some soil from earth and he mixed some water, some dew, some water. What's that mean? This is the soil. There's some information about the soil. So on the Tuesday, the first Tuesday, the Torah says Hashem told earth, produce fruit trees. They're going to give fruits. But the fruit tree should taste like the fruit. That if you're going to chew on a leaf, or you're going to chew on a branch, it will be the same taste of the fruit. Says the Gemara, earth did not listen. This was the first Tuesday. A few weeks later, a few months later, was a fight, a quarrel between two brothers, Cain and Hevel, and Cain killed Hevel. After Cain killed Hevel, Torah tells you, the God asked Cain, where's your brother? And Cain said, I have no idea. What do you mean you have no idea? What do you mean you have no idea? Where's the blood? He says, Gemara, he took stones thrown him. And he took one stone, hit his forehead. And blood came out from his forehead and he fell down dead. So where's the blood now? Where is it? This is evidence. He says, Gemara, you know what happened? Earth swallowed the blood. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset. He says, Earth, what do you mean you swallow the blood? How come the blood is not on the surface? Whatever it means, says the Gemara, Hashem was upset at Earth. Those two, what we can say, two sins of Earth. So whatever it means, says the Gemara, Earth can do anything. Earth has a mouth. Earth has ears. Adino Hashem v'adabera. Earth has a mouth, she opened the mouth, she swallowed Korach. Says the Gemara, don't think earth is just, you know, a dead item. Has power. Like the sun and the moon, says the Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed earth. Arurah adama ba'avorecha. Baruch Hu says the Torah was upset at earth. This earth was made from material. That material was once upon a time was souls of people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, why did you swallow? Why did you swallow this blood? How come you didn't listen to me on the first Tuesday? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took soil from earth and mixed it up with water and made mankind. It means the ingredient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used was contaminated. Was not a good ingredient. Because this is part of something that disobeyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command. Rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives a person sometimes what we call the chutzpah. He doesn't listen to God. How can he listen to God? He says, because ki afar ata ve'afar tashuv. He says, part of us. Part of us is that soil. That soil did not listen to God, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first Tuesday. That soil swallowed the blood of Hevel. It says, we have this inside. And that's what God said. Listen, you know why you ate from the tree? Because your soil, ki afar ata. It's because I used a material. On purpose I used it. It's a secret, why? But this is something inside you. There's something inside you tells you or guides you to do what you want. This dead part has to go back into the ground. That's what God meant. That's what Hashem meant. Let's do function. Comes the Gemara, comes the Navi, comes the Zohar that said you should know a secret. Says you see the waves. You see waves on the ocean. And they come, the waves come to all the way to the beach, and then they come back. Well, they think it's a joke. It's like a joke. You see, you go to the beach, you see it coming, going back, coming, going back. What is this about? How come it doesn't stay still? Why have these big waves next to the seashore, next to the beach? Says the Gemara, I want to tell you something. Third generation, after creation, Enosh. Adam Shet Enosh. Adam had the son Shet, and he had the son Enosh. Third generation started to worship idols. Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? The ocean came up and washed one third of the universe. God, Hashem never made continents. Hashem never made islands. Hashem, you think Hashem has nothing else to do to make islands? For what? I says, those islands are the leftover of part of universe that was washed by the ocean. Says, this is really, says the Gemara, should know the ocean. So if you go to creation, first God Hashem made water. The whole galaxy, the whole world was just water. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a ball and threw it inside the water. This was Sunday and Monday. Tuesday, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the water, Go, let's see the surface, v'terei yabasha. Until Tuesday, everything, the galaxy was full of water. It says, the water really, says the Gemara, were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his soldiers. Says the Gemara, it's like a palace that the king appointed servants, slaves and soldiers. Says the Gemara, who are they? It says, that's what Hashem made first, the water. The water are the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in third generation, people start to do Avodah Zarah. It's not Hashem told the water, you go sandy, go wash battery tunnel. The water themselves, they go. They just need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a permit to go. But they go by themselves. And this says, Kol Adonai Alamayim, Ela Kavod Yirim. And this is the Mizmor Tzadikim, and say, Hashem Malach Gut Lavesh. Hashem Ozit Azar. Nachon Ki Zachar Me'az. Nasu Na'arot Hashem. Adirim Ishberei Yam. Says the Gemara, you know, the water are very powerful thing. They're not powerful because it's water. The water, they can do the job. They do the job. I don't know if you're familiar with the story. Bar Lev, was called Bar Lev. He's a genius guy. Was the chief of staff of Israel.
Egypt.
Right. The chief of staff of Israel, 1973. There was a war with Egypt. Since 1967, Mechemet HaTashah, back and forth. And this guy, Mr. Bar Lev, was a genius guy, was a good guy. He came up with an idea. So he's going to build like a wall between us and the Egyptians. He used to bomb. Endless bombs. So he built a wall from sand. There's plenty of sand in Sinai. Build a wall. One day, Egyptian soldier, had to go to the bathroom. He went in the bathroom and he went next to the sand. And he all of a sudden saw something very strange. While he was standing, the sand started to go down. So the Egypt, when they wanted to, when they started the Yom Kippur War, they brought these tanks with water, and they just put water, very strong water, into this wall, and the whole wall collapsed. Water is stronger than earth and sand. To destroy sand is only water. You can't burn earth. You can't do the wind. Sometimes, mefarek slayim l'navi says, I cannot destroy universes. What can destroy universes is only water. What? Because water are the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara says. Third generation, people started to do Avodah Zarah, the water came gushing. One third of universe disappeared under the water. Up to date. Disappeared. This is why sometimes you go, so I saw once a picture about 40 years ago. A submarine went down, all the way down the ocean. There's a sweet water over there. And things grow over there. It looks like our fruits. Like banana. I saw the pictures. I said, what is this? For who? No. Once used to be a dry land. Dry land. We had banana over there. We have apples over there. And now the ocean came. But still, on the bottom, there's still left some springs. Sweet water. They still grow over there. That did not make it grow. Banana down the ocean. For who? Nobody's there. Fish don't eat it. I said, this is the water. The water are the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Gemara says, you should know daily. Daily, the water want, the ocean want to come and wash in it us. Gvul samta bali averun, bali shimun nechasot haaretz. I said, every day you know if somebody's going to ask, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special sand next to the beach? How come you don't have soil or rock? So the Gemara, Hashem put it to tell the ocean, don't go. Don't flood universe. Don't flood universe. From time to time, there's a tsunami. From time to time, I says, of course, you know, New Orleans, the holy people over there. So, the holy people of New Orleans, the parades and everything else that was going on in New Orleans. Look what happened in New Orleans. I says, because the water, it's not God. It's not Hashem. It's the water themselves. They do the job. But Hashem tries to stop them. Sometimes Hashem said, don't go, don't go, don't go. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara said, he puts hand. Here comes the Torah, let's tell you a story about Noah. Now listen. The Torah comes and says, listen, who calls up Noah, says, listen, I want to tell you something. He says, people do so many sins, says the Gemara. People love to steal. Gezel v'arayot nafsho shel adam mechamdatan. The Gemara says, the person loves a crook dollar. Why have to make an honest dollar? Can cheat the government, can cheat the insurance company, can cheat people, partners, neighbors, people. Just, he likes to make, you know, a dollar. Quick dollar, not an honest dollar. Says, where do you get this idea from? Says, a person has these desires. Says, the Gemara, Ruban Begezel. Most of the people are thieves. I says, why? Because earth stole so-called the blood of heaven, and earth so-called did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the first Tuesday. We were made from that material. So that's why we have these bad habits inside us. We have to control ourselves, we have to work on ourselves, to be 100% honest all the time. Says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach, listen, this week's parasha. Last week's parasha, this is just at the beginning of people didn't behave so well. But bad enough, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to kill the people. Like nitrogen bomb. Not a nuclear bomb. Nitrogen bomb. People will die, or the building will stay. Here comes Noach. Hashem tells Noach, listen. Mala aretz chamas mipnehem. And earth is filled with theft. Inim ashchitam et aretz, I'm going to destroy them and earth. I said, you know how? I'll tell you what. I'm just going to give the okay to the flood. I'm going to give the okay to the water. The water will come gushing from upstairs and from downstairs. They'll do the job. Noach cannot be saved if he's going to be on earth. Because Noah has his wife and the children, they did not behave as well as Noah. They weren't as humble as Noah. They will not survive. The water will gush on him. The water will run after people. Hashem says, Noah, no, listen, the only thing you will survive, you have to be on the water. Make yourself a box. Go inside. That's the only chance you have, because the water, it's not me. I'm just going to let the water do the job. And that's what tells you. Eventually, the Torah says, Vayisko Elokim et Noach, Vayashoku Amayim. Says the Gemara, you know what happened? All of a sudden, the water calmed down. C-A-L-M. They calmed down. He says, they're not angry anymore. They finished the job. Finished the job. Says the Gemara, like you find in Megillat Esther, V'chamat HaMelech Shachacha. The anger of the king of Achashverosh calmed down. He says, the same thing, the water. Vayashoku Hamayim. The Torah tells you the description. It's not Hashem God said, okay, no more water. No. Torah says the water themselves calm themselves down. It's over. The thing is over. We did the job. The water are very happy. They're going down, 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 down. What do you think Noah did the whole time? It's a world war between water and sand. That's the problem here. That's the subject of this part. So after Noah feels it, all of a sudden the Teva landed, did not crash into the mountain, with God's mercy, he opens up the window, he tells the crow, can you go see? Hakalu amay me'al haaretz. See if everything, if all the water is just around us, or all the water, you go fly around, see if there's a ceasefire. Crow said, no, I'm not going to go. Whatever it means. It's a long story about the crow. And he said, the pigeon. The pigeon is the symbol of peace. He tells this, can you go? He says, can you go check if the war is over between the water and sand? Well, what does that make to you, your Noah? Because that's what Noah was praying the whole time. Noah did not know how long he's going to be there. God Hashem never told him how long he's going to be in the Teva, the ark. It should be the years, maybe. Who knows? As long as the war will take place, I'm praying to Hashem. This is now okay. Now that Teva landed, it was 30 feet over the highest mountain. Now it's in Turkey, on the mountain. You can find it on Esha Torah's on the site and on the internet. You can see a picture of the Teva. Still there today. Says Noah said, I want to know what the situation is. The war finished? That's why you open up the window, he sends the pigeon down. Then the pigeon can come back. He says, oh, they come back. Maybe really the war is over. He opens up the roof of the Teva, looks outside. I says, oh, see, everything is dry. It means the war is over. I'm not going to come out. I feel God will tell me to come out. He never came out. Then God says, okay, now I come out. Comes out, he goes to sacrifice. You know, God said to him, listen, I'm not going to bring a flood anymore. You know what it means? I mean, there's never going to be a war again between the water and earth. Because this is finished. Because this is for sure destruction of everything. We have fire, I mean, earthquakes. Some people survive, you know. It happened, you know. Earthquake happened in Japan, Los Angeles. It happened. Haiti. But if you're going to let the water come again, this is going to be the end of the world. Look what happened in New Orleans. But it's going to be only places. But the whole universe, God Hashem will not let the water attack Earth. As Hashem said, you know what, Noah, I want to show something. You see, I'm going to make a rainbow. The rainbow has a few colors that's really, the colors resemble the opposites. For example, the red color, says the Zohar, means a war. That's why all the lights and all the subsides are red. On the other hand, the green is the opposite, it's mercy, says the Zohar. This is why you have, in the hospitals, you know, the chem, everything is green. You never saw a hospital, the doctor will have red clothing because the patient will die just looking at the doctor. As I have green. Green is mercy, that's why all the lights is to go is green, and to stop is red. Who made it? By the signs on the highway is green, to go, and stop sign are red. Who made it? People made it, based on this color. The rainbow has those colors, six or seven colors, that the colors are not the same. They contradict each other. You don't put red next to a green. You don't put orange next to a blue. I said, you know what? I'm going to make those colors in a shape of a bow. A bow is a sign of war. But here's the bow's opposite. So this is a sign of peace. This is the Gemara says. So the whole concept of these two parasha is to teach you something. That the whole concept is water against earth. Here comes the punchline. This is the secret of water, of mikveh, and washing our hands. And God gave us this. Shlomo HaMelech says the Gemara's head came up with the idea, wash your hands with a cup. 3 times, 6 times. What is this about? What is this? When my hands are clean, I do like this. Why are you washing hands? Before you pray, says the Gemara, if your hands are not clean, go look for water. Yeah, I do water. My machonim, water. Before you eat water, it comes mikveh. You have to go inside the mikveh. What is a jar? What is mikveh? I have a jacuzzi. No, you need water, either from the rain or from a spring. He says, what is this all about? He says, because a person that wants to purify himself and he wants to overcome and to control the bad habits all come from earth. The person does not behave. He says, who doesn't behave? Which part doesn't behave? My blood doesn't behave? No. It's not the liquid that doesn't behave. It's not the fire that doesn't behave. It's not the wind. It's ki afarata. He says, we were made from soil. That soil was contaminated. And therefore, we act bad. He says, what is the solution? Water. I say in America, aqua. Water. A person dips himself in the mikveh. A person takes a shower. I says, what is the job? The job is the water, so-called attack the soul of us, the afarata. And that's how a person becomes pure. That's why if a person wants to do something, he has to wash his hands. He has to wash his hands with the water, not with orange juice, not with Coca-Cola. I said, what is the water? Same thing as drinking water. I know somebody that was brought to the hospital. A doctor said, I think it was Colombia, he said he has appendicitis. I want to operate him. I was learning in school in YU. He said, you know what? I want to call Lubavitch Rebbe, his secretary, to make the operation. He called up Rabbi Gruner, the secretary of the Rebbe, about 30 years ago. And the Rebbe said, tell him just to drink a lot of water. He told the doctors, wait. Before you go and operate me, I need to drink some water. Drink some water. Then disappeared, jumped out of bed, went back to Yeshiva University. Because the water has an effect, not only outside of us, inside of us as well. Because water is refuah. Because that's what they do. Comes the Gemara and says, you know what? Oikol tzaveh lechol ha-mayim de Torah. Says the Gemara, the Torah was resembled to water. Just the Gemara says the same effect that water has to help a person to control his habits, to heal the person, to purify the person. Says the Gemara, Torah is like water. That's what the Navi says. Oikol tzaveh lechol ha-mayim. And my Mela Torah says the Gemara, the Torah was compared to water. Because this is a job. The job is to control the soil that inside us, the dead soil inside us, does all the bad things and doesn't listen to God's command, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvot. He says the power, is Parashat Noach, is to tell you, look what happened. Look what happened. The water do the job. The water do the job. The only thing can do is water. And says, water are the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, let me tell you something. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu made water as his soldiers. Eventually, says the Gemara, we have to be the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person should know his job on this world. He's a soldier. He has to watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the water watches, they watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to watch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They will do it. Says the Navi says, before Mashiach will come, it's Umayim Chayim Yerushalayim. It's after Rabbi read on the Sukkot, you know, water will come gushing out from Bet HaMikdash, will gush. To go to Yam HaMelech, to the Dead Sea, because water is a sign. It's the servants, the soldiers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they go to do the job to purify earth, to bring us to the final destination, Mashiach Mar Amen.